Welcome to Starship Sofa, part of the District of Wonders Network, featuring Tales to Terrify, Crime City Central, and Protecting Project Pulp. Everyone has a story in the District of Wonders. Come and find yours.
This is the Starship Sova. Everybody, welcome. Hello and welcome to show 319. I am your host, Tony C. Smith. Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is fine and dandy for this brand new year, 2014. And as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, this is the meta show, which should have been out last week, 1st of January. But my complete apologies. Yes, the captain was a little bit hungover with the sauce. Yes, too much of the good stuff the night before. So I will get into that as well. But like I say, this is going to be a meta show where I just kind of really put out my views and thoughts, what's happened, what's gone before, and, you know, generally just have a little chat with yous. Nothing to do with, well, yes, there's something to do with science fiction, but we'll not be playing science fiction stories or anything like that. So that is what's coming up in today's show. I do hope you will stick around and listen to me rabbit on. There you go. So as I say, 2014, do you know what I mean? Like I said, it was meant to come out last week, but honestly, I went to bed on New Year's Eve. Must have been about 3:30 in the morning, something like that. And all intentions, you know, it's always nice to kind of record the shows as close to, I feel anyways, as close to getting them out as I can, do you know what I mean? So I was intending to record this show on the morning of, you know, the 1st of January. I had to go to work at 2 o'clock, but didn't rise till about 11:30, and honestly, didn't know which way it was up, which way it was down, and I was thinking, I couldn't even get into it, do you know what I mean? Even to get me mind focused, even to try and pick the topics, it was just, so I thought, nah, this kiddie's having another week off. So like I say, complete apologies, but I hope everyone had, you know, wherever you were in the world, if you had a grand new year and a grand festive, you know, festive holidays in general, I hope that was fantastic. It's love, honestly, I think I've mentioned a few times, our house just loves Christmas, and we've had our decorations up, or the world up, from somewhere like the 10th of November, man. It's just, the wife's just obsessed with it, you know what I mean? Just, but as soon as it's kind of over Christmas, I think we were all packed away for New Year's Day, do you know what I mean? It was all kind of done and taken down for New Year's Day. But we had a lovely time, and it was nice, because this is, I've always worked shifts for, so I don't know, probably 15 year now, and it's just a hit or luck whether you get Christmas off. But at where I work now, the new place, we got together, and or the new department I work for, and we just said we could be nice to have like 5 days off at Christmas or 5 days off at New Year, and we brought this little rotor in where we do that now. So I had 5 days off, and that's the first time, like I say, probably 15 years where I've had 5 days off over Christmas. And yeah, you don't mind going back in, you know, 5 days on in New Year. You know, then we kind of jump back into the old pattern of the shift. So it was absolutely lovely just to kind of have that time. And we did all, you know, the Christmas things. We were kind of went to see Frozen on Christmas Eve, and Julie fell asleep, you know, as dads do. You know, George, shut up. So I don't know if we like that film or not, do you know what I mean? It was nice, I suppose, do you know what I mean? Just talking about films, mind you, I was honestly, and I've been talking to Amy about this as well, deeply, deeply disappointed with Hobbit 2, do you know what I mean? I just didn't, everyone, I guess, knows the size of the book, do you know, The Hobbit, but that second film just didn't need to be in. Do you know what I mean? There's not one point in that film where it carried, you know, we're always talking about plot and, you know, moving forward. And there was not one point in that film where the story moved forward. When the film finished, you were exactly at the same place where you were before. Do you know what I mean? It was just like, be honest, man. Do you know? So didn't really get away with that. What I did like and do like, and still on at the moment, is the new Sherlock. the BBC production of Sherlock with Cumberbatch in and Martin Freeman. I honestly think Martin Freeman is just a staggering actor now. And that's what I wanted in The Hobbit. You know what I mean? I wanted more of Martin Freeman. Do you know what I mean? Just when an actor can kind of do things like just facial expressions and just puts over so much. Do you know what I mean? That's a kind of talented guy. And, you know, he came from The Office, you know, in comic and everything like that. But just his timing on his kind of, his mannerisms and his facial expressions just say so much. Do you know what I mean? Just excellent. And that's, you know, like I say, Sherlock is just staggering. So, and I might as well, if anyone's talking about TV and stuff like that, did anyone catch, you know, like, I think I might have mentioned this, Peaky Blinders. If you haven't seen that yet, oh, what a treat that is. Fantastic. So, yes. So, and I got a, that's my stash of whiskies there. I've started them. Start them soon. So that's the, me Christmas stuff. Yes, I am that easy to buy for. Have anyone seen on Facebook? I put my little picture of me stash of Christmas drink that I got over Christmas, and it's not lasting as quick as much as I thought. Do you know what I mean? So on to certain topics then. Well, first up, the Bradshaws did it. Oh, I was just so, I stayed up as well. I was kind of stayed up drinking and everything, but it finished on, I think it was New Year's Eve, the Bradshaws Kickstarter, and it just better than I ever imagined. You know, for me I just wanted them to get over that, you know, that hurdle of getting at least getting some money, and they did that. And then lo and behold, I kind of forgot about it. Do you know what I mean? I was kind of, you know, I relaxed about it, and you know, it's still tumbling on. And then we hit Starship Sofa, got her song. Do you know what I mean? So David's gonna, it hit that stretch goal where David's gonna write a song for Starship Sova. Then right at the last minute, didn't it hit its second stretch goal? And that means Tales to Terrify is going to have its personal song as well, written by David. And like I say, for them to just, you know, it was just lovely, to be quite honest. Just I've mentioned it before, you know, nicest people in the world, you know what I mean? You want them as neighbours. That's what you want, you know? If every neighbour was like the Bradshaws, then you'd be a kind of, it'd be a very nice world to live in. So I'm just waiting. Do you know what I mean? I know I don't want to kind of rush Dave or anything like that. Just I'll play it when it comes. You know, he's got so much on now. He's actually got to get the CD sorted out and get it produced and packaged and everything like that. So, but as soon as we get the music, by God, I'll play that on the show. And if anyone did, you know, help with that Kickstarter project, you'll have gotten like an email with a video off David as well, where he's singing a song, you know, just like a little thank you song. Just brilliant, you know what I mean? Just excellent. So, well done, the Bradshaws. So, let's talk about health then. This is the health of the captain here, and you know, anybody else, because you actually, when you do this, you know what I mean, you meet so many people, or you talk to so many people over the internet and things like that, and you get to know people, and You know, health issues are a main factor, you know, and you keep on just, especially when someone like, something like Starship Sofa just keeps on going and going and going. So we've had a couple of, you know, people kind of being a bit down the dumps with health issues and everything like that. And unfortunately, we've had to see Bessa Cher, who's been like instrumental in helping District of Wonders get off the ground and get running, and you know, it's first off with Crime City Central and then with Larry over at Tales to Terrify as well. Cher's been like an assistant editor over at both them sites and helped me tremendously in the background there. Cher's unfortunately got some health issues there, and just, you know, personal issues as well. I think a computer broke and just not being able to kind of help out anymore. So we've had to, Cher's had to kind of back off from, you know, helping Starship Sova. So I just want to say a massive thank you to Cher for just, you know, from, like I say, we could not have gotten District of Wonders off the ground if it wasn't for Cher. She just worked like a trooper. And honestly, there's just so much work involved in now in kind of producing the network and making sure the whole kind of, every bit of the engine's oiled and greased and running fine. So Cher, big thank you. Thank you from the heart. So that does leave, though, do you know what I mean? And I know Larry's been putting out some calls, and we're always kind of keen to kind of find people, You know what I mean? So, well, maybe, I think we've got kind of places covered at the moment. But if you're ever interested, drop us a line now, because it always sticks in the back memory. Do you know what I mean? It's always the case. So if you ever wanted to kind of help out on Starship Sova, there's always kind of some things coming up. Do you know what I mean? So please, whatever skills you've got, you know what I mean? We want to keep this whole network kind of going. Do you know what I mean? We need kind of volunteers to help out and to bring their own creative goodness to the kind of the mix and to the table. So please, starshipsover@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And that leads us into the first call of the day. We need narrators. We are, I was going to say desperate for narrators. That's not the right word, because there's always friends out there who we can rely on. But narrators do seem to be the kind of the crux of this whole network that we need. You know what I mean? They're just the life force. Yeah, we can get the stories. You know what I mean? We can get the stories. I'm not saying easy, but it's nice to get the stories. We can get enough stories. But it's always a little bit difficult getting narrators. And a great narration just makes for a great story, a great listen. Do you know what I mean? So if you want to pop out, you know, this pop over, the Starship's over, it can be done quite easily. You know, there's a few techniques you learn, and we can point you and help you in that. You know what I mean? There's many people now on the team that will help you, just give you advice on it. I mean, I certainly can. You know what I mean? I've never narrated in my life, but I certainly know a spot a good one. So, and it's, you know, I'm not saying an expensive mic, but a decent mic and a bit of software on your computer, and you can turn out some cracking, do you know what I mean? Some amazing narrations. And that's one of the things with Starship Sova. It's just, it's lovely to put out a kind of well-polished, do you know what I mean? That's the kind of goal. It's the goal of all the shows, you know what I mean? To put out like a well-polished story. So if you want to narrate, you know, drop us a line, starshipsover@gmail.com, and we'll get all that buzzing, you know, get that sorted out, because there's lots happening. Certainly lots happening. The first bit of news that's going to be happening is new fantasy podcast. Yes. Now I've kind of set a goal around about March 2014. We're going to launch a new podcast, just fantasy stories. Now, be that dragons, be that modern fantasy, anything will get covered in that. It's always, I think the way we're going is, we've played a couple on Starship Sova, but I think, you know, Starship Sova is kind of got our roots in science fiction there. So, and did I want to at the beginning of District of Wonders? I don't think I did, you know, want this kind of fantasy podcast when I first started, but it's as soon as we're kind of up and running, you know, especially when Crime City Central and the Pulp kicked off, weeks after that, you know, I had this kind of, did I do the right thing? Did I, you know, and you put it back in your mind there, and it kind of, as the time's gone on, this little kind of snowball's getting bigger and bigger. And then it was just, I think, a couple of months ago, it kind of just clicked, and I thought, well, it's got to, do you know what I mean? It's a whole kind of more kind of hassle, I guess, but just to kind of complete the ensemble, as we say, we need a kind of fantasy podcast. And I'm just so lucky. Do you know what I mean? Nicola Seton Clark is going to be the host of this fantasy podcast. And Nicola, if you can remember from, Nicola's done a few narrations for Starship Sova. Nicola is the voice. Oodles ago, I mean, like I say, I played a few, but the one that kind of sticks out for me is Lady Witherspoon's, is it Solution Diary? I can't remember there now. It's the James Morrow story. And what a voice. Do you know what I mean? Just perfect. So that's coming in round about March time. You know, I don't want to kind of put a definite date there, because most people know I like to have a good chunk of stories and everything ready before we launch, so we're not kind of scrabbling and, you know, each week desperate for a story. So we've got the full team there behind us. There's one, two, three, there's about four or five actually working on that. But again, narrators, if you want to do some fantasy narrating, we need narrators. Yes, that's one of the main kind of Oh, that's one of the kind of the heavy weights to lift when you're creating a podcast like this. You need a good team and narrator. So if you want to have a bash, please drop us a line. The Fantasy Podcast. And we haven't got a name for it yet. So if you've got one, I was going to go down that route of, you know, Starships Over the Three S's, Tales to Terrify, you know, the three T's. And just fantasy, it's a F's are a hard one. So we might just, you know, have some arty farty name. I have no idea. See how it goes. If you've got a good idea for a fantasy name, that would be fantastic. Do you know what I mean? Let me know, because we still haven't got one at this time. But launch date, probably March, maybe April. There you go. Look out for more details. I'll certainly be telling you more details on that. I'll tell you what is special, though, is when you do Starships Over, just the people that come and say hello on your, you know, via email and everything like that. And you build up like a certain kind of rapport and friendship and everything. And it's lovely when you discover what they do and what their job is. It's just, it makes for a great relationship. And there's a young gentleman, when I say, I don't know, John, I don't know how you, John Alio, I don't know how you, we're not even going down there, John, but John's been a listener for, bloody hell, years, and been a damn fine supporter as well of the show, keeping that going. And John, I found out John's works for, now I'm not sure if it's NASA itself, but it's certainly, you know, within the space kind of race age and everything like that. And John was telling us about the Cassini project, and he set up an interview with, you know, one of the kind of top people over there on the Cassini project. Now, it seems, because it was just on the TV last night on BBC TV, we had, I think, one of the head of this Cassini, and I forget, at this top of my notes, I haven't got my notes wrote down. I forgot her name. But Cassini was this probe that launched, I think, in 1998 or something. It took years to get to the kind of rings of Saturn, to kind of study Saturn. And now we're getting some fantastic images back. And it's also, you know, it'll be able to study the moons of Saturn as well. And there's a darn fine good chance that I can get an interview with kind of one of the head people from this Cassini project. So that in itself, you know, you think, wow, yes. But it's just because people listen to the show and people are bringing, you know, so if you've got anything, you know, you think might interest us, or, you know, pip me cherries, that's certainly not a saying, I don't know where that one's come from. You know, get in touch with us and just, you know, say, oh, Tony, what do you do? I do this and I do that. Because with John, you know, it's led to this. And that's just, you know, any schoolboy, schoolgirl's dream, just to kind of, you know, especially science fiction, dream of the stars and ask some questions, you know what I mean? I'm dying to just ask some questions on, you know, Saturn. And God, man, that would be just tremendous. So a big thank you to John for that. Now, I've just had to pause the recording there, not because I'm kind of losing words or anything like that, but I mentioned I've getting myself these new headphones. And, oop, there you go, I've just took them off. These fancy Sony things, and they pick up everything. And I'm sitting there, you know, talking away and listening. And I can hear this, and it's me bloody little dog, Ralph, the working Cocker Spaniel, found this ball. And I can't hear it now, I've took my headphones off. But when you put the headphones on, this microphone must be picking it up. And he's in the kitchen, do you know what I mean? But I can hear him chewing this ball, so like going, stop it, man! Little goodness, get in your bed! So, there you go. Now, moving on. And I kind of forgot to kind of say about health and about, I thought I might as well tell you about myself, because people know, you know, got a little bit of anxiety, and it's like the kind of probably one of the, actually, I think it's probably fading out of, you know, popular thing now. Everyone's got it, but it's, it's been a bit strange, 2013 for me, and it's a weird thing, mind you. You know what I mean? It's kind of, it's just, it attacks from all different angles, and you just never, you know, yeah, you think sometimes, live with it. You know what I mean? Just kind of, you just got to kind of get on life and live with it. But last year, 2013, it came in a kind of clever disguise where it was, I'd start worrying about ailments, you know, and illnesses and stuff like that. And that's, I mean, hopefully, you know, kind of turned a corner there now. I can't remember how old, but sometime last year, I got this headache in my head. And if you remember, I kind of fell over at work a few years ago, knocked myself out and kind of battered myself up a bit. But so that's always been on my mind. And this headache, you know, kind of wasn't really, it's more like a strange headache, more like severe little kind of stings into your brain, if that's the better, you know, if like someone was striking a match and lighting it in the center of your brain. That's what it felt like, you know, but it would come and go in these waves. And I was like, that's not right, man. I said, chew myself up. Do you know what I mean? Because my dad, round about this bloody time as well, had a brain hemorrhage when he was, my age. And that coupled together with me falling over, have I done some like internal damage there that's kind of just starting to focus there now? And then these freaking bloody headaches that just was like shooting in. They chewed up, you know, being anxiety kind of kicked in there and chewed up. And that's what, and it's been a bit of a strange year. Any ailment, do you know what I mean? With me, it's kind of, anxiety seems to kind of come in. And, you know, where the year before was a good year for anxiety. It was, you know, it was a nice year. You have ups and downs, but you learn to kind of deal with them. Where 2013 was, like I say, so I've just started now to kind of realise this other little trick it does. Do you know what I mean? It's a strange one. You know what I mean? So if anyone's got anything, you know what I mean? There's some horrible kind of things out there. But if anyone's, you know, got anxieties and stuff like that, I just know where you come from. You know what I mean? I think I had it since, I can actually remember, 1992 is when I got it. And it's a horrible thing to kind of live with, but you just got to, do you know what I mean? It's one of them things. So my thoughts and wishes go out to everyone who's, you know, a little bit down in the dumps with ailments and you know, medical things. And, you know, we just, let's keep on going, you know what I mean? We've got to just kind of enjoy what little precious time we have on this kind of little planet. And just make the most of it, you know? So there we go. So what else can we talk about then? Well, what things we've got to look forward to then is Sofa Notes. Yes, the premium membership club is so close now to kind of coming on live. It's not live yet because we're just tweaking it. It's like getting a brand new car, really fancy car, and not knowing how to work the thing, you know, not knowing how to work the stereo. So at this moment, it's kind of up there built, and I'm kind of working with Josh to get all the kind of finer details kind of knocked into place. And that will be the kind of premium membership club that will kind of help Starship Sofa just keep going, and the District of Wonders just keep going. Do you know what I mean? It's one of the kind of ways that I kind of want to secure what we do here, you know. So as I mentioned, price will be £6 a month. But for that, straight away when you kind of sign up, you'll get all of Starship Sofa's kind of products and content that I've done privately and, you know, well, everything. So that'll be all the books, Starship Sofa's 1, 2 and 3, Tales to Terrify, the Captain's Logs, and all the private video lectures we've done, you know, like kind of how to write science fictions, the Hunger Games lectures, the time travel lectures, all that you'll be able to get that straight away. And then we're going to just bring in what I'm kind of interested to do. Yeah, we do audio, you know, I'll kind of proud to say we do audio pretty darn good. But I've been getting now stories and turn them into ebooks. And that's the whole kind of idea I want to kind of give out now in this more content, but do it as ebooks as well, like e-stories, you know. And we've kind of done an in-house little style. And I want to just take my hat off now and a big, big thank you to Gonzalo San Martin. Gonzalo, what? Again, Tony, I've started this little ebook business, and I just thought, you know, if you ever, there's a time you want it, and it was just perfect timing, because that's what, one of the main things in the Sofa Notes is to give out free, like, you know, go to the writers again, get some stories, but turn them into like little ebooks and give them out, you know, on a regular basis. And like I say, Gonzalo came along and said, hey, Tony, what? And straight away, woof, it's like a bulldog. Woof, get in there, bit straight away. So we've turned these books, the Royal Way, did you notice that? We've turned these books into some kind of fantastic little ebooks. You know, they've each got the individual art as well. And that's with, along with, you know, the odd audio story as well. And the kind of, the, I'll be doing interviews and kind of, the, you know, the live webinar things as well. All that can be recorded. Everyone who kind of signs up for this membership will get all that as well. So that is so close to getting launched there now. Hopefully within a week we'll have that all that off the ground and working. And I got Ben Wooten to do the artwork for Sofanauts. The kind of the main picture of a kind of ship and a captain. And I don't say so myself, that could be me, the captain. If you have a look at this picture when it comes out, there's a kind of cheery, smiley captain face there. Ben said he tried from a couple of photographs to kind of just, you know, tweak it in my direction. So that would be good. Please think about, you know, subscribing to the kind of Sofa Notes. I'm going to kind of put my heart and soul into that to get that going, to get some fantastic work in there. Do you know what I mean? And it'll just be, like I say, our own little pint, kind of private thing where it's just for us. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying my best. We'll get some great interviews in there. You know, the first one we're going to kick off with is David Brin. Amy's going to interview Davy Brin. It's me and Davy. We're like that, brothers. But Amy's going to interview David Brin. And that'll be done on video as well. And, you know, the video and the audio will go into the kind of the download of this private members club for anyone to kind of listen who kind of signs up. So do think about that. Do you know what I mean? I will, like I say, be badgering on, do you know what I mean, many, many more times into the future about it. There was, if you remember last week as well, or the last time I spoke to you, I said I was starting a venture, and I'll be kind of keen to kind of mention it on the show. And the more I've kind of, I'm getting into it, the more I'm thinking, I'll not mention it just yet, you know, because I was already, you know, I hadn't got, you know, all kind of thoughts and ideas down there, and I was going to ask for some help here and there. And but I think I want to just kind of run with it first and see how it goes before I kind of mention it. So if anyone can be remember that I mentioned that, I'm going to put that on hold for the time being. It's totally exciting for me. Do you know what I mean? Whether it's exciting for anybody else listening is a different kettle of fish. But it's got nothing to do with kind of science fiction, you know, even putting out audio or anything like that. It's totally, it's working with me hands. Well, like I say, I'm not going to mention anything, but, you know, ages ago, I used to kind of like dabble in paintwork and do the canvas paints and stuff like that. And I always kind of miss, actually, you know, I miss all that. You know, and I want to get kind of back into something, just making something. So one day I will promise to tell you, you know, if it works, I'll promise to tell you. If it doesn't work, then we'll never speak of it again. So there. Now I got, and how to start this one. You know, I've always built my reputation by saying, oh, we'll be, you know, I like to do things. You know, if you're at home and you can't get to conventions, you know, and I don't bother with these conventions, that's the whole kind of, one of the premises of Starship Sofa, is to do these online productions just to make it, you know, it a bit easier for people who can't get, you know, who's out and about in remote places, but who wants to, you know, at least see some science fiction writers, you know, and listen to interviews by them and everything like that. And it's always been my thing, I don't really dig conventions. Well, haven't I went and signed up to go to Worldcon? That's coming in London. So if you're going down to Worldcon, you might see us there. I'm a right funny. I wish, honestly, sometimes, you know what I mean? I should go and get bloody therapy for it. You know, I'm not that kind of keen on, I'm not saying meeting people, but I don't like kind of massive crowds and I'm the kind of focus of attention. That ain't my cup of tea at all. Do you know what I mean? So I might be at the, you might just see us at the bar, you know, propped up with a couple of, like, you know, friends that I know from the show. But please, you know, if you're going to Worldcon, I will be there. Do you know what I mean? If I'm drunk, come over and talk to us. I'll talk to anybody when I'm drunk. And it's funny, you know, I always like to, like I say, I've got all these whiskies and all that, and I kind of, I always like to put this image over of, you know, kind of, hard drinking hellraiser when I'm kind of speaking, you know, like, oh, I had a good session. And then, you know, and on the long, the same lines as Oliver Reed or Peter O'Toole, you know what I mean? Or them, you know, kind of hellraisers. And in reality, it's three shandies and I'm shattered and I'm off to bed. So, but yes, I am going to Worldcon. I don't know what I'll make of it. We're going down there. The wife and the little one Reed's coming. They're off going to spend time looking around London. And I even said, do you want to come to, you know, have a day spent there? But it just doesn't interest them one bit. So I'm going to go to this Worldcon. And they're going round. I think they've got tickets booked for Harry Potter World or something. And they're going to see, you know, bits and bobs of London. So it's over three or four days in August. So I'm down there. So that'll be fun. I know Amy's going, so it'd be lovely to meet Amy, and you can come and see Amy. And there's a couple, I'm trying to get Nick Campbell to come over as well. I'll come down. Do you know what I mean? Come down, she's nip on the bus for him. He's a soft southern shandy drinker. You know, Nick's not that far from me, just a couple, probably 100 miles away, but you know, it's south, there you go. It's warm climes, drink shandies down there. Yes. So that is, you know, what I'm intending to do. And also, with that, you know, means like the Hugo Awards are just around the corner. So don't forget, if you want to kind of vote for Starship Sova in, I think it's the fan cast one we're in there, you know, get one nominated for a Hugo Award. That would be fantastic. This is the first time I'll be able to do it, you know, because I've never kind of done it before, never voted. So this will be the first time that even I'll be able to vote, you know. So there you go. That is it. Please think about voting for Starship Sova. Get it nominated. That would be... I've got a kind of quirky idea for getting nominated. Do you know what I mean? Got to get nominated first, but got a nice quirky idea if we do get nominated. So, well, I think that's kind of, you know, me thoughts. Like I say, for me, 2013 was a bit of a strange one. The show went fine, you know, lots of nice, exciting things happened. But just kind of new side anxiety came out, and it just kind of, you know, caught us off guard for quite a while, and I was in some sort of haze sometimes. Found out its secrets, so hopefully, you know, that coupled with, you know, pushing everything forward on Starship Sova, the new podcast, you know, the new Sofa Notes, and my new project, do you know, keeps us busy, keeps the mind occupied, because that's another thing, do you know what I mean? You certainly don't want to kind of just go stagnant. And sometimes I feel like I do that, do you know what I mean? It's funny when I send out emails, you hear people say, God, Tony, what else can you take on board? But it doesn't feel like that for me, do you know what I mean? It just feels like I need to do more, do you know what I mean? I always want to just do more. I don't want to kind of just sit and not do more. Or just dream about it. You know, that's the... I don't like just thinking about it. I like to kind of actually have a go of it, so there you go. If you want to, you know, and getting back the money issues, come honestly, try Sofa Notes. Just see what it's like. You'll get all that kind of stuff. I want to kind of make it as best I can. You know, I'm prepared to kind of give all the stuff I've done over the years of Starship Sova, way back from Volume 1. All that's yours straight away as soon as you sign up. Keep it going. If you do want to go down there, think about just becoming like a monthly, you know, a subscriber, £2.50, £5 or £10. I think is there a 20? I'm not too sure. But do that, or just a one-off donation, you know what I mean? We're looking forward. We want to keep going. It's got to be looked after, do you know what I mean? It'd be kind if you would think about it. To make 2014 an easier road than what 2013 was, because we nearly kind of went smack into a brick wall halfway through that. So there we go, some things to think about. Like I say, I hope, you know, if you've had a good, I'm kind of a bit negative there, but if you've had a good 2013, let's hope you have a better 2014. If you didn't have that good of a one, trust us, this one's going to be a nice one. This one's going to be a good, I've got a good feeling about this one. Come on board, we'll at least try and make it a little bit more pleasant if you're kind of long hours at work by yourself, listen to the show, do you know what I mean? Get in touch with me. I'll certainly keep in touch with you. We'll just keep this going. This what we've got here at Starship Sova and the District of Wonders It's a very, honestly, it's a very special thing. You know, it's totally different, I think, the kind of print magazines. It's a proper little family community we've got here. You know, especially on Starship Sova, you know, it's a kind of, it's hard to describe what it is. You know what I mean? There's something so special. Just, it makes me keep on doing it. You know what I mean? And I hope you kind of enjoy it still. You know what I mean? It's lovely to get emails from you. Do you know what I mean? No matter where you are in the world. Do you know what I mean? I had an email just before Christmas, you know, nice little donation as well. But I had the gentleman that offered the email. Just, you know, he says he kind of listens into the remotest parts, you know, part of his job is going to these kind of most remotest parts of the world. And that's just special, you know what I mean? You could be like in this some chilly desert there and, you know, you listen to Starship Sova or some Arctic volcano or whatever, you know what I mean? And just listen to Starship Sova. Just fantastic, you know. Let us know about places where you work as well. It doesn't even matter. You could be working in a kind of a factory in wherever. Do you know what I mean? It's still lovely to hear from you. So don't, you know, please keep in touch. And let's make 2014 a fantastic year for we all. You know, we all deserve it, to be quite honest. So until next week, when we can get some proper science fiction down and you can get rid of this bumbling idiot there waffling on too much. So have a fantastic 2014. It's, you know, I've got my fingers and toes crossed for everyone out there to have a fantastic year. My thoughts are with you all. Until next week, I'd just like to say good night from me.
Will our heroes survive this terrible ordeal? Can they win through with their integrity unscathed? Can they escape without completely compromising their honor and artistic judgment? Tune in next week for the next exciting installment of
Starship Sova. Evacuation procedure initiated. Shuttle set for launch. Airlock will be opened in 3, 2, 1.
This presentation has been brought to you by the District of Wonders Network, dedicated to podcasting the finest genre fiction. You can learn more about the District of Wonders and their many literary productions at their website, www.districtofwonders.com. Thank you for listening.